Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in the town of Kirriemuir, which is where J.M. Barry of Peter Panfair came from. My father was a pharmacist and an optician. He would have liked to be a doctor, but there was no money for him to do that, and perhaps he guided me in that direction, although I initially wanted to be a vet, but he said I was too small and I'd only get to do small animal stuff and I'd be better as a doctor. And I think that was right, because when I got patients who could never tell me what was wrong with them, I thought, if I was a vet, this would be all the time guessing. So no regrets about doing medicine instead of being a vet.
What sort of school did you go to?
Well, in the small town, there was one school and everybody went to the same school. And then from primary, we went on to secondary school in the same town where there was streaming according to what you're doing, academic subjects or not. But the whole population of the town went to the same school. And that was in Kirriemuir. And then when I was 14, we moved out to the country in Glams. And I then went to school at Forfar, which was slightly bigger. But again, it was the only school in the town, and everybody in private education in Scotland is very much less common than in England, and everybody went to the same school. So we met with people of all backgrounds.
And was it difficult to get into Reed Medicine?
No, it wasn't. I applied to it was at that time St Andrews University, although Queen's College Dundee, I went to, was part of St Andrews University. And I applied, it was the nearest university, I got in and I started there. And in fact, I was only just 17 when I started, so I could have gone back to school for another year, but my father was keen that if I was doing 6 years at university, the sooner I was qualified and self-financing, the better. And so I went to university when I was just 17. But because I lived at that time in Glams, which was only 12 miles from Dundee, I actually lived at home the whole time I was a student, which in some ways I suppose I missed out on the broadening experience of being a student. But I enjoyed it and didn't have any problems at university.
Tell me about your training.
Well, when I was lucky as a student, there is happenstance in what we all do. There were four medical firms and all students rotated through the four medical firms, but in final year it was chance which of the four you went to. And the firm that I was allocated to happened to be the firm that had most of the diabetes. And the firm that you're on as a final medical student is probably the one you've got most chance of getting a job in. And I applied to be the house officer there and went there. And so that carried on my interest in diabetes. If I'd been allocated to a different firm in final year, my career might have developed completely differently.
What do you remember that you learnt about diabetes as a student?
Well, in the conventional sense, I don't really remember anything in detail, but I do remember we had a talk at our medical society from Professor Philip Randall, and he talked about not the straightforward stuff of diabetes that we were taught as medical students, but about the fatty acids, and he was really quite interested in fatty acids as how they were relevant to the cause of diabetes, and with the great enthusiasm of youth, thought, I will specialise in diabetes and I will solve these riddles. And that kindled my real interest in it, I think.